This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This crazy story is something I made up. This is entirely my own concoction. It is my own deviation. If you can appreciate it, you can. If not, because I think everybody here basically kind of sort of knows what happened, right? Adam alayhi salam and Hawa were in Jannah. Shaitan whispered. They ate from the tree. They were expelled. That's the basic elements of the story everybody here is familiar with, okay? So I'm going to tell you a story. And this is, again, my own invention. It's horrible. You have somebody who got a job at a company. He got a job as mid-level. And he started working very hard, very hard. Impressed his manager. Eventually, he was made into manager after a couple of years. After a couple of years after that, he was made into regional manager. Then he was made into like the manager for sales or head of sales for the entire United States. And then he was granted even US and Europe. And he just keeps moving up, 20, 30 years of service in this company. And this guy keeps getting promoted and promoted and promoted and promoted, right? Eventually, he's the VP of the company. This guy, after 35 years of serving in this company, moving up, proving himself, is now the VP. There's only one position higher than VP, which is what? The owner of the company, the president of the company. Okay, so he's the right-hand man. And they have a headquarters, which is like this tall skyscraper office, and he's got like one of the best offices on the top floor, right next to the president's office, the CEO's office. That's the VP's office. He enjoys his position there, right? And he's been serving there. Everybody shows him respect. You know, people, you know, stand when he walks by and things like that. And then one day, the president of the company, the CEO, walks in with a 16-year-old teenager who's chewing gum and looking around. And he says, "Hey, I'd like to introduce you to our new VP. And if you could just get off that chair, because that's his chair now. And I think he likes chocolate milk. So if you could get him some from downstairs, the cafeteria, that'd be good too." The president walks in, tells his VP that this 16-year-old kid is now the VP. And he needs to be at the service of this new hire, right? If you are even like a secretary in the office and you're on the side like typing away, you'll stop typing for a second. You're like, "What just happened?" And you're going to want to hear what happens next. Now, if I don't even tell you what happens next in the story, can you imagine what would happen next? Can you imagine the kind of reaction? There would be an abrupt eruption, a volcanic eruption, coming from who? Like, what? Who's he? What are his qualifications? Do you know what I've done for this company? Do you know how much time I've put in? Do you know how much I gave up, like, my family for this company? I gave up my life, I gave my sweat, blood, and tears for this, and you're going to just put me away? Who is he? What is he? What degree does he have? Does he even know how to spell? You're going to put him in my place? There's this, like, eruption. And anybody watching, if this was a movie that directed by myself, produced by myself, my intention would actually be to make you feel bad for who? You'd all sympathize with the VP. Like, that's not right. That isn't cool. You know? But you know, I'm not talking about a VP. Who am I talking about? I'm talking about Iblis. I mean, he was in the service of Allah. And he is a jinn. And despite being a jinn, being promoted so much that Allah would put him in the rank of the angels, he's proven himself, obviously. And then for Allah to create something made of dirt, and then tell him, "By the way, thank you," he's taking your place. He's the one to be promoted to Khalifa of the earth. He flips out. And we're like, "Astaghfirullah, shaitan, iblis." If this was a story about a VP, you'd be like, "Yeah, man, that ain't cool. I sympathize with the guy." Now that's one side of the story. Let's hold it there. Because I wanted you to sympathize with the VP. I know it's disturbing that you might sympathize with the devil. Hold on, hold your thoughts. But you need to understand what's happening in the story from a thematic point of view. It's very powerful. Now I'll tell you another story. Yet another story is, you work at a company, and you're doing a good job. You seem to be doing okay. And your boss sends an email to the entire department. The only one he doesn't send an email to is who?
You.
And the email says that we're going to transfer Abdullah next week to New Jersey, the New Jersey office, as a punishment. I think he's better suited not for Texas, he's suited for New Jersey. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Everybody knows he's about to be transferred. The only one who doesn't know is who?
Himself.
Everybody knows the transfer orders have come. You know, they've already prepared everybody that he's going to be transferred, and he doesn't know. Okay. Now, what happens is one of his friends who got the email says, listen, I know you didn't get the email. Can I show you what happened? They're going to transfer you. They're going to transfer you. The next day, Abdullah comes 10 minutes late. He's upset anyway. He comes 10 minutes late to the office. Boss calls him into the office. Boss says to him, you were 10 minutes late. I don't think you're suited for Texas. I think we need to transfer you to New Jersey. Abdullah says, what are you talking about? You had already decided that you're going to send me where? To New Jersey. Out of Jannah. I mean Texas. You're gonna send me out of here. You already issued the memo. You're not sending me there because I messed up or I came 10 minutes late. That was always part of your plan. This whole drama about, oh, you messed up and that's why I'm sending you down, please. I have a copy of the email. My friend gave it to me. In other words, this was all pre-planned, wasn't it? And it's not because I messed up. I'm not really talking about Abdullah in New Jersey. Who am I talking about? Adam alayhi salam. Allah azza wa jalla. The first thing we learn is Inni ja'ilun fil jannati khalifa. Inni ja'ilun fil ardi khalifa. I'm going to put someone left behind, someone who's going to have children after children after children, someone who shall take responsibility where? On the earth. He hasn't eaten from any tree yet. He hasn't done anything yet. And yet the plan is, and all the angels know, he's supposed to go where? On the earth. Now, this portion of the Quran in Baqarah is not the portion where you find out the conversation between Adam and Iblis. You don't find this conversation here. You find that conversation in Surah Al-A'raf and other places. There, Iblis comes to him and says, listen, you know that whole tree thing? Let me tell you what's going on. If you ate from that tree, it's impossible to transfer you to New Jersey. You would get permanent residence in Texas. That's why he doesn't want you to eat from the tree, because everybody knows that you've been actually, the orders for your transfer have already been issued. You are about to go where? To the earth. And you're like, is earth like Jannah? No, it's not like this. This is Jannah. You want it, the only people who get to stay here are angels or permanent residents. There's only two kinds of people that can stay up here. Angels or permanent. أَنْتَكُونَ مَلَكَيْنِ أَوْ تَكُونَ مِنَ الْخَالِدِينَ Either you both convert to angels, or you both become permanent residents, and the only way to do that is to eat from that tree. Because otherwise, look, the decision has been made. Final, you are sent, you're إِنِّي جَعَلْنُ فِي الْأَرْضِ أَرْضِ خَلِيفَ It's done. That's commonly known. Now, even though Adam alayhi salam eats from the tree, and Allah azza wa jal apparently says, now as consequence of your eating from the tree, you must go down to the earth. Couldn't he turn around and say, excuse me? What about inni ja'ilun fil ardi? Iblis came and told me you were going to send me anyway. You're not sending me because of the tree. Because I ate from the fruit. I knew I was going to get sent anyway. Why is that question important? The question is important because until this day, the oldest question in philosophy and the oldest question in the mind of anyone who has a crisis of faith is if Allah knows already what I'm going to do and where I'm going to end up, why should I be held responsible? The question of predestination is something that's asked for centuries upon centuries upon centuries. If Allah already knows, how is it my fault? If Allah already planned everything, why should I be held responsible? And the first man to exist, the first human being, actually had the opportunity to ask the oldest question in philosophy. Because he was put in that position. It was predestined that he will come on the earth. Now I've presented you two very precarious situations. You've got the story of Iblis, who is being demoted apparently unfairly. And you've got the story of Adam, who actually is going to be transferred no matter what. He's going to be sent anyway. And then they're both, by the way, both of them, They have a lot in common. This is the next thing I want you to understand. Adam alayhi salam and Iblis have a lot in common. Iblis was ranked above the angels. He was given superiority. He was given a superior position. Was Adam alayhi salam given a rank above the angels? Yeah, usjudu li Adam. He was given a superior position. Iblis was given this honor. Adam was given this honor. Iblis ended up disobeying Allah. Adam also disobeyed Allah. Iblis actually disobeyed Allah that one time. Adam alayhi salam also disobeyed Allah that one time. Now, they're also both sent to the earth. And by the way, both of them had logical explanation. They could have had logical explanations for disobedience. Why am I saying that? I compared Iblis to the VP, remember? Does the VP have a logical complaint? Does he have a logical complaint? Yeah. If Adam alayhi salam is being sent to the earth, he can also make a logical complaint. Look, you were going to send me down anyway. He can make a logical complaint. So now what they have in common thus far is both of them are in a position to challenge the decision of God with a logical complaint. They have that in common. Where do the differences begin? The differences begin with one of them saying, here is my logical complaint, here is why your command makes no sense. And the other one says, logic or not, whether I think it's fair or not, I know one thing that trumps my own thinking. I know you're never unfair. And if there's ever been any wrong, it can only be my own. No matter how convinced my mind is, or how convincing Iblis is to me that you're the one unfair, I can never get myself to blame you. I will, even if I've done wrong and it seems it's your fault, I will say what? I must blame myself. The difference over here is فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي. You're the one who made me slip, Iblis says. And here he says رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. Master, we wronged ourselves. They both make a mistake. Making a mistake does not make you the devil. It is what happens after the mistake that makes you a follower of shaitan. When you justify your mistake, when you shift the blame onto Allah, when you refuse to take responsibility yourself, when you put your logic above the wisdom of Allah simply because you couldn't grasp it, because Allah will test you, Allah will teach you, but at the end of the day, وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ وَإِذْ قَالَ رَبُّكَ لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً. Allah knows everything, and then the story of Adam, because there are things in the story you just don't know. You just don't know why Allah would issue that command, and then the entire plan. There are things you'll have to relegate your trust to Allah. And if you're not able to do that, then the door of Iblis is wide open. You can question Allah just like he did, and you can follow his path. From here on, you know, all children of Adam are going to make mistakes. كُلُّ بَنِي آدَمْ خَطَّاءٌ. All children of Adam are going to make mistakes, the Prophet told us, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But there, the sunnah of Adam alayhi salam and the sunnah of Iblis is what's going to make us different. Every human being is going to relive the story every time they make a mistake. Every time you and I sin, there's going to be either justification, well, I was under a lot of pressure. Well, you know, it's really hard. Well, Allah tells us to do it, yeah, but we're not angels. We can't do everything, you know. You know? And if Allah really wanted to stop me, why didn't He? Why did He make me so weak that I can't even help myself? It's not my fault, it's His fault. If Allah already knew, then why should I be held? And all these questions. If you go down that road, what leader have you already accepted? Iblis. He's giving you the same rationale that he used, that he tried to convince Adam of alayhi salam. But on the other hand is the flip side of the story. Now let's compare.